Now, Dick Strawbridge is with us on the show now. We're talking about charities today, maybe food as well. Dick, what do you think?
I'll talk about anything, David. You know me. How are you doing?
All right, thank you. Yeah. We were talking yesterday to a couple of girls from Truro College who were raising money for the Precious Lives Appeal by doing a massage marathon.
Is that allowed?
I think so. Yeah, they're doing it. And send her a Truro, Dick, if you want to come and have a little mini massage and all that lot. But there's a situation at the moment with charities, isn't there?
It's a major problem. You know, money is tight. Let's not be too shy. Money is tight. And I think especially smaller local charities are finding it hard.
Why is that?
I think the government grant funding and how people are prepared to give and how people think they should be funded is really, you know, everybody knows that the amount of money coming in and the amount of money going out, it's not quite balancing at the moment. And charities are one of the first things that suffer anyway. And so for local charities, and remember, I'm talking about Be a Local Star campaign here, which is talking about local charities and little charities with turnovers of less than £50,000. They actually are charities that are probably the most vulnerable.
Yeah, and there seems to be a lot of charities around these days. Maybe it's because now that it's so much easier to get some publicity, I don't know. It's just that I've seemed to have noticed that there are a lot more of them.
David, being a charity is hard. Actually, setting up a charity and going through the sort of becoming a UK registered charity, it's a lot of hoops and hurdles to go over. And what it is, I think people want to make a difference. They can see areas in the community that need to be changed. And to do it as a sort of somebody just out of the goodness of their heart, that's all well and good. But setting up as a charity, they can almost see it as a longer-term legacy they can leave behind and make a difference within a community. And the people who are doing it, they tend to have a lot of passion and care a lot. And that's what makes communities different. And of course, for us living down in Cornwall, Cornwall's got its own identity and it's got people in the county who are very proud of being part of these communities. Mm. And that's why small local charities, are on the up, because nobody else is going to fix your problems. You know, it's best to sort of get together and see what you can do.
What is the Be a Local Star competition?
The Be a Local Star, it's for small charities. You have to be proper UK registered charities with an income of less than £50,000 a year. And Dowie Egberts, what they've done is they've actually put a prize pot together. And the idea is you nominate a local charity on Facebook. That local charity then, if you get enough votes, you actually can go forward and become a contender for a £10,000 prize for a small local charity. Now, £10,000 for a small local charity make a huge difference. And in fact, down in Cornwall, we've got the Cornwall Down Syndrome Support Group that are already nominated online, and any other charity can join in as well. But that particular charity, there's an awful lot of enthusiasm. And what's going to happen when it comes to the judging, and I'm part of the judging panel, we're going to look and see what difference it makes to the local community and what support there is. And those things coming together means there's a good chance of getting, you know, £10,000 coming into the county, you know, for a charity. It's worth doing.
Yeah. So how can people get involved? You said there's a Facebook page?
You've got to go onto facebook.com/ Dowie Egberts UK. Can you spell that, David?
Yeah.
The D-O-U-W-E. I keep forgetting the Egberts UK. Now, Dowie Egberts have got the site that they actually, you have to go along and nominate. And then you get a pack sent to you, which allows you to start ramping up support. Because one of the big things, apart from anything else, even if you don't get a prize, at least your community gets to support and makes an effort to try and pull together to sort of, and you get some recognition for it. You know, people remember you. Because it's too easy to forget the people who do all this work mainly for love. You know, it's not for money they're doing it. And we can't forget that, because every village, every community, it makes a difference to them.
Yeah, indeed. So listen, what are you up to at the moment?
What am I up to at the minute? I'm about to become a granddad.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, Holly was supposed to have a baby yesterday, my daughter-in-law. She's very, very amiss. She's a day late.
Okay. So are you sitting on the phone at the moment waiting for the call?
Yeah, that's a fair one. Yeah, that's happening. But James and I have got a new ITV television series we're about to do, so we're going to head off sailing around the coast and having a thoroughly good time. So, yeah, we've got to get this baby sorted out. But apart from that, you know, what I'm doing is I'm trying to actually get local charities to sort of get more money. That's what I'm doing at the minute, because they need it, don't they?
You're a passionate supporter of charities, aren't you?
It makes a difference, you know, because, you know, I actually support the people who are doing the charities, because the people who are doing it are the great unsung, because there's so much energy and passion around that we just ignore. And I used the word passion a couple of times there, but, you know, it's a bit out of vogue because everybody sort of thinks that it's a bit odd, but I like seeing energy. I like people getting stuck into it. And, you know, our part of the world down there, there's some, you know, there's some people there who want to change the world.
Indeed. All right, nice to speak to you, Dick. Thanks for coming on today.
All the best, David.
It's been coming up to 10:21.